Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I would like to invite you to like us on Facebook, and to also invite members of your team, whether it's your upline or downline, to like our page, and also invite them to listen to the show each week. And if you have been following the show, you know that the first week of the month, the first Monday, I should say, of the month, we have what is called me talking about selling Avon or partnering with Avon with the beauty professionals. And then the second week of the month, we have what is called our roundtable discussion. And this is when we have myself, Ellen Edwards, and Gillen Clark on the line, and we talk about different topics, various topics that that will help you as an Avon representative to take your business to the next level. And that could be anything from how to set up a vending table to how to do gift wrap, you know. So and anything in between. And if you have a topic or concern or something you want to know about, you can always email me at pat@avonbronxbronxspelledout.com and give us enough time, like a week or two, we can discuss your topic of concern or interest on the radio show, and that's the second week of the month. And then we have Then we have the third week of the month, and that's myself and Sashi. I have to get Sashi back on track because I've been missing each other. But the third week of the month is when we do the business opportunity show. That's a great show for those people who have people like on the fence. They're almost there, want to become an Avon representative. That's a good show for them to listen to. And also, it's a very good show if you're not sure what to say or how to go about recruiting Avon representative to be on your team. Then we have the fourth week of the month, and that's when we have Avon with Gia, and we talk about skincare. What's the newest product that's coming out with Avon? How effective it is? How to go about and promote it with your customers? And test them. Gillen's really good about testing the products and seeing what her customers think about new products that come out. So that's a very good show to watch. Listen to not only for yourself and people on your team, but even if you have a customer who you're not comfortable in terms of what to say as it relates to skincare, that's a very, very good show to have them listen to. And then if there's a fifth week in the month, then we do not have a show. And sometimes I rearrange things according to the month. So, for example, in December, we will not have a show the last two Mondays in December. I think there's five Mondays. So I'm going to move Skincare by Gia. I'm going to move her up to the third week in the month of next month. And so therefore, we will not have the opportunity conversation. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and talk about skincare and selling it to the the beauty profession. And I am a spa owner. I own a spa here in the northeast section of the Bronx, And I could speak on my experience, and I also am on Facebook where I have the opportunity to speak with several, or communicate, I should say, with several petitions, and I'm going to talk about them specifically right now, but this applies to your hairstylist, this applies to your nail technician, this even applies to your masseuse. And the number one concern, the number one complaint that that these individuals are having, and barbers as well, the number one complaint that these individuals are having is that the customers are not coming in. If the customers are not making money, then they are not coming into the salon because, you know, at the end of the day, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, getting your eyebrows waxed, having eyelashes put on, you know, these are actually luxury items. You know, when you pinch your pennies, you know, these are the first things that come off your list. Well, I can do my own nails, I can wash my own hair, you know, that's what happens. And so subsequently, with the economy being the way it is, and it's not very good, and with us going into a presidential election year, and every time we get going to that, people save their money because they don't know what the financial climate is going to be moving forward. So with that said, you know, the salons are really, truly are hurting. They really are. And many of them don't have a plan B. They're waiting for those customers to come to the door. They're waiting for those customers to call them on their little phone, whether it's a cell phone or a salon phone. Not having to use a cell phone. And it's not happening. It's not happening. So salon owners have a choice. They have to do one of two things. They either have to get a part-time job, which makes no sense because you can go into business to be an owner, not to work for somebody else. And when you work for somebody else, it takes away your energy level from your business and also takes you away from your business. So the other alternative for these individuals who are in the beauty business is to sell products, retail. Retail is the number one, life preserver for salons. And if you can go into a salon and talk numbers, you know, don't just go in. Because you're talking to a business person. When you talk to the conversation you're going to have with a salon owner is going to be different from the conversation that you will have when you're talking to the next door neighbor or another mother at a PTA event. It's a different conversation because at the end of the day, when you talk to a person who is a business owner, the only thing they understand and know is dollars and cents. So you have to talk dollars and cents to them. And I would suggest putting together a chart. And I wouldn't blow up the chart. You know, I would be very, very realistic, very modest, because I'd rather the customer be surprised, so pleasantly surprised, than to be disappointed. And on this chart, you would show her what her potential earnings could be if you serve an XYZ amount of products a month. I mean, sometimes just a simple $100 extra in their income, monthly income, that could pay a cell phone bill, that could possibly pay their light bill, or the gas to get to their salon. So, you know, talk to these individuals, talk to them, do the chart, sit down. If you don't know how to do the chart, call your the counselor. In Avon, ask her to go over the numbers with you so that you could do your presentation, you know. And then there was a way, if you have one of those, I hate to say old-timers, but if you have one of those coaches who has been an Avon district manager for years, they know how, they were trained how to do a projection chart. And that's what you need. You need to sit down with them and ask. And if your coach does not know, ask her to ask one of the other coaches, the teacher, ask them to tell, can they contact you so they can teach you how to do the projection chart. And with the projection chart, you back into the numbers. So somebody said they want to make an extra $500 a month. You actually do the math, how much they have to sell, you know, minus, you know, your what you gotta pay Avon, blah, 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 blah. And your commission, that's how much you have to sell each month to get an Avon, you know, to get the check that you're looking for. So that's what you wanna do. You wanna show her, you wanna go in there and you wanna show her the money. A lot of times the beauty professional, although they may want to sell Avon products, sometimes they cannot sell Avon products because they don't have the retail space, which is really, really a shame. But so I'm going to talk to you about two things. I'm going to talk to you briefly about if she does have retail space and if she doesn't have retail space. So first, we're going to talk about if she has retail space, which is wonderful. It would be nice if she could set up a brochure in her waiting area, reception area. It would be nice if she could have a signage by the point of sale or the point of booking. These little things to remind them of the Avon products. Skin So Soft, everybody and their mother still uses Skin So Soft. I would, even if I had to take an empty bottle and put baby oil in it, because nobody's, you know, worried about somebody stealing it, I would put a Skin So Soft sample bottle on if by the cash register, because if they see that, they go, oh my God, I'm going away, I need that Skin So Soft, you know, and so that could be a potential, that could be a potential sale. You show her how to make money. If she does not have a retail space, then that's okay. She may have a reception area. In the reception area, she can have the books laid out on the table. If you go into Staples and they would have the Lucite different holders. They have one that's a catalog holder, and it fits perfectly with with our Avon catalog. So that would be great, and that could be placed anywhere. That could be placed, again, that could be placed on the table with a sale. It could be placed also if she doesn't have a retail space. It can be placed right somewhere strategically in her area of service, so that it could be an eye view of the customer. And if none of that works, then what you could say to her when a customer comes in, and she comes and they come in to get service on their way out, you know, along with giving her her receipt of her service, you can also hand her an Avon book a month. How easy is that? A lot of times, salon owners don't sell Avon products because they can't. They don't want to make the investment. That's the word I want to look. They don't want to make the investment in, because that money that they think they may be spending could pay a bill or whatever. But they would be happy to know that when they become an Avon representative, that we do not warehouse products. We're not like Mary Kay. Mary Kay makes their customers, make their reps buy products. And then at various income levels. Avon doesn't do that. However, if you get a $25 kit, you do get some samplings of products. If you pay $50, you get samplings of products. If you pay $100, you get samplings of products. So that in that sense, that's good for her. But you tell her that the only thing that Avon suggests that you do, the only thing that you require to do, like most Avon reps, is to have catalogs on hand. That's it. And the catalogs are very expensive, very, very inexpensive. So I think when you explain that to her, like there's really no real out-of-pocket cost outside that $25 if that's what they want to come in at. So that's perfect. So so what am I doing? I'm taking all the possible no's and turning them into yes. And this is something, there may be some things I haven't thought of, as mentioned on the show, about the different scenarios that you may come across with these salon owners that you may want to sit down and say, well, what else could they say that why they're not going to sell Avon products? Another thing they may say, well, you know, everybody's selling Avon products. No. And I always use the example of when I had four Avon representatives live in the same building, four, and each one of them was in President's Club. Each one of them. So you know, you can have Avon next door. They may not like the person who they're buying Avon from, but because they don't know anybody else, they're buying it from that person. But if they knew you were selling Avon, they'll come to you. The other thing you could tell them, and this really worked, when I used to do the weekends at Ashley Stewart, I had made a sign and I had it laminated. Actually, it wasn't laminated. I had it put on one of those white boards, and I would put it in the window. Avon sold here, or Avon brochure, I forgot what it was said. And so when people walked by, it was a black sign with red water, the red light letter Avon, big. So that caught people's eyes. People in for Avon representative. People are at a loss when Avon closed those Avon stores. They're at a loss. I can't tell you the number of calls I receive. People looking for Avon product, looking for Avon rep. People out there, they're out there. You just have to show the salon's professional the way. If she says no, this is something she doesn't want to do. She doesn't want to get engaged with this. She got enough on her plate. She's frustrated. Blah 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 blah. You know, world on her shoulder. Just put your hand on her knees and on her hand and say, oh, that's okay. You can be a helper. And what that means, you just show people the book, you get orders, and I give you 10%. I have people that have salons that do that for me. And I don't know if that's crazy. They're more receptive to do that. It's the same thing as being a regular Avon rep. But God bless them. You could do that. Or you could say, can I come in on various holiday seasons, you know, like Black Friday, Christmas, or whatever, and set up the table where I can demo and sell Avon products, and I give you a cut. That was, but you know, try not to walk away with just a no. Address all of her concerns, address all of her issues, and tell this is the best way. You know, this is, and we have something for everybody, you know, and they will not conflict. The other thing is they think that Avon may conflict with stuff that they're already using. So if they have hair products, you know, they don't want to conflict. So you don't have to concentrate on that. You can just tell them they can concentrate maybe on the skincare. Or if they're a skincare person and they don't want to conflict with their skincare line, tell them, okay, you can sell the jewelry. The makeup. We have so many wonderful products in which, you know, that everybody can just take advantage of. So this is the time to really push for recruiting the beauty professional, because just like everybody else, they got to do their shopping as well for the new year. And the new year is coming. I mean, not for the new year, for the Christmas holidays. And, you know, and this is not another thing you can mention to her. You know, in addition to her selling Avon, she gets the stuff at an Avon discount as well. And so she could buy her Christmas shopping gift items through the her Avon brochures. And then the lastly, she could put a sign up in her salon and with her Avon website, and you know, and she could point out to her clients, you know, take a picture with your cell phone. Everybody got a cell phone, and I will have download the Avon app. That's what I'll have, and then go to my website, you know, log into my page, whatever it is, and have that up there. So she can do that. She can show her, she can actually have a customer and teach her customers on site how to log into her website and then and connect with you, the salon owner, in on her website, her webpage that Avon provides for her as part of her fee. So it's 8:53. I think I covered everything. One more thing. The other thing, and you should sit down and talk with a tax expert about this, but if the salon, the beauty professional, is not an owner but a worker for a salon or, you know, or a spa, the returns for people who work, tax returns for people who work, is not great. It really isn't. Yeah, Trump really screwed us. You know, everybody got that little bleak, you know, in the beginning, but it is really downhill. You know, people are not getting as much money as they used to. And secondly, those people, for next year, tax, there's going to be a real rude awakening for those who are seniors, a certain age, because they're going to be, they will no longer file a 1090 or 1040. They're gonna be a special four just for seniors. And what does that mean? We're gonna get screwed. That's all I can tell you. Talk to your tax person. But the reason why I say talk to your tax person, because the people who do better, who's generally doing better with Trump and his taxes, are those people who have a business. So you could, with the business, you could claim stuff so that you could make, you could bring back a higher return than you would not normally get, and that is going to be a really good selling point for the salon owner. Okay, so that's for me. That's all I have for today. It's like we're 4 minutes short of our time. I just want to wish everybody a safe week. Explore your Avon book, know your Avon products, and connect with your downline, your upline, and have a great week. Good night, everyone.